cyclist Lance Armstrong rode into the record books yesterday, winning his sixth consecutive Tour de France. He sealed his victory with an aggressive and daring performance during the final week of the three-week race through the French countryside. Adam Burke reports from Paris.
The Champs-Élysées is the width of a freeway, and it has generous sidewalks to match. And in the recent history of the Tour de France, races end here. From the finish line, a mile-long carpet of asphalt unfurls into the mouth of the Arc de Triomphe. By noon, spectators are packed against the steel barricades, taking in the flotillas and cars of corporate race sponsors. Paul Sherwin is a seven-time Tour de France competitor and a commentator for the Outdoor Life Network, which broadcasts the race over the last 3 weeks.
When you come onto the Champs-Élysées, you know you've conquered the Tour de France. You know you've been through the mountains. You know you've battled on the flat stages. You've crashed on the cobblestones. And finally, you've succeeded in doing what you wanted to do, and that was ride around the Hexagon of France.
This year, sprinters dominated the Tour's early stages across the northern tier of France. But when the race arrived at the Pyrenees, a rugged mountain chain bordering France and Spain, Armstrong and his team began to pull ahead of the pack. Then, in the race's final week, Armstrong demonstrated his superior climbing ability by winning three straight race stages in the French Alps. By yesterday, he'd amassed an unassailable lead of over 6 minutes. Paul Sherwin's television partner Phil Liggett says, as a competitor, Armstrong has no peer in cycling today.
He treats his body like a car engine. He measures the calories in and makes sure they equal the calories which go out. There's nothing excess on his body whatsoever. And he prepares meticulously, more than any other rider has ever done. And to make sure he can finish it off, he's chosen the best team in the world.
So where does this put Armstrong in the pantheon of cycling greats? Again, Paul Sherwin.
I wouldn't say he's the greatest rider of all time. But over recent years, Lance has been the number one specialist at the Tour de France, and he's made it this year, I have to say, look very easy.
Armstrong was crowned victor yesterday alongside German Andreas Klöden and Italian Ivan Basso, who came in second and third, respectively. Following the award ceremony, teams took a victory lap up and down the Champs-Élysées. All but absent was the supposed ire of the French toward Armstrong, though Sue Andreessen from Atlanta, Georgia, heard from a few disgruntled onlookers.
We heard several boos from several people around us, but a lot more cheers.
Armstrong pulled over once to high-five a group of fans. He seemed a little dazed, but very satisfied with his accomplishment of six Tour de France victories.
It's always nice to win. It's something that you work hard for. When I won one, I was completely surprised and never thought I'd win again. So to come back and win six is unbelievable. Hard to put into words.
At 32, Armstrong is the oldest Tour winner, and he still hasn't decided whether he'll race next year. From the Champs-Élysées in Paris, I'm Adam Burke for NPR News.